All right. So today I want to begin with a painting that might disturb us. So please look carefully at this painting and then so think about what can you find something from the painting. Just I give you some 30 seconds and then just look carefully and try to find something from the painting. Okay, so how many people is here? How many? Three, right? So what's happening? Can
somebody
you?
Dying.
Sorry?
Somebody died.
Somebody died, yes. Yeah. Somebody died. And who's dying on the bed, right? And then who's the two other guys wearing black cloth?
Two priests,
exactly. All right. Okay, so now this person is dying, and one priest have a cross, and another priest, what he's doing here?
Reading the Bible.
Maybe they're playing a rosary because near the altar.
Okay.
It looks like a pain.
Looks like a painting,
yeah,
right?
Looks like he wants him to sign his last
will. Yeah, it's like signing something.
All right. So, Miho, you know paint well?
No.
Okay, so just what do you feel first? Impression from the picture, from the painting. What's your impression first?
He's returning to his faith.
Sorry?
Returning to his faith.
Returning to his faith, yeah. And? What do you think about Eddie?
Well, it looks like you're trying to save him on his last, before his last breath.
All right. Okay, I think Cyril and Caroline's prince is much better than St. Albans. St. Albans, yes, very different answers. I never expected, but your answer is quite similar is my expectation. All right, so this painting is called Birds of Prey by Alexander Struis, painted in 1876 in Belgium. So in this picture, we see a man, yes, Richard, you're right, man dying in his bed. But look closely. One priest holds up a cross, trying to keep the dying man's eyes away from what's really going on. Meanwhile, another priest is forcing the dying man's weak hand to sign a will, giving away all his money to them. This is not a real scene, but it shows us something important. Here's a man at death door, and what are these religious leaders doing? Are they praying for his soul? No. Are they comforting him in his final moments? No. They are using his weakness for their gain. The painter, Struis, knew this kind of thing really happened at the time in Europe. His own uncle, the painter's own uncle, had been tricked into giving everything to some priests. So that's the reason why he painted this picture. But what strikes me most about this painting is this. Nobody is caring for the dying man. everyone is focused on getting something from him. This painting helps us understand today's Bible stories about money, greed, and what really matters when we face eternity. In Luke 16, Jesus tells us about a rich man and a poor beggar named Lazarus. We don't know the rich man's name. We don't know if he cheated people or hurt anyone. But we do know one thing. He did nothing for Lazarus, who lay at his gate every day, covered in sores, hoping for scraps from the rich man's table. The rich man was not necessarily evil, but he just didn't care. Day after day, he stepped over Lazarus. Day after day, he ignored the suffering right outside his door. This is what Jesus warns us about. Indifference, not caring. Like those priests in the painting who ignored the dying man's real needs, the rich man ignored Lazarus' real needs. He was not seeking to help the lost and hurting. He was just living for himself only. And Jesus shows us what happens next. Both men die. Lazarus goes to comfort with Abraham, but the rich man goes to torment. Why? Because he spent his whole life looking past the people God put right in front of him who needed help. So the Apostle Paul warns Timothy about people who use godliness to make money. In 1 Timothy 6:5, Paul talks about those who think that godliness is a means to financial gain, just like those priests in the painting. And Paul tells us that godliness with contentment is great gain. But when we twist faith into a way to get rich, we fall into temptation. Paul says clearly, the love of money is root of all kinds of evil. Notice, Paul doesn't say money itself is evil. He says the love of money, making money more important than God or people. That's where evil grows. When we use dishonest ways to get wealth, when we treat people like those dying men in the painting, when we use religion as a business, that's when we've made money our God. Paul gives us a better way. Be content with what you have. Trust God to provide. Don't chase after riches that can destroy your soul. So here's the big picture Jesus wants us to see. In Luke 15 and 16, in last month, we already listened to my sermon. Jesus tells story after story about finding lost thing. A lost sheep, lost coin, lost son, and also dishonest manager. Each story ends with joy when the lost is found. Lazarus But that then comes the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was the lost one, poor, sick, ignored. The rich man had every chance to find him, to help him, to show God's love to him. But he didn't. He failed to seek the lost person right at his gate. This is the only story in this series that doesn't end with joy. Instead, it ends with eternal punishment for the one who would not seek the lost. Just like the priests in the painting cared more about taking than giving, the rich man cared more about his comfort than Lazarus' needs. So both missed their calling to be seekers of the lost. I think Jesus doesn't hate money, but he does hate when money becomes more important than people. The painting, Birds of Prey, shows us religious people acting like vultures, taking from the weak. But Jesus calls us to be different. He calls us to be like our Heavenly Father, who always seeks the lost. So as God's children, we are called to be seekers, not takers. We are called to notice the Lazarus at our gate, the lonely, the poor, the hurting. We are called to use whatever God has given us, whether much or little, to show His love to others. The question is not whether you are rich or poor. The question is, are you seeking the lost, or are you just taking care of yourself only? God is always seeking the lost. So may we join Him in that beautiful work. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see the Lazarus at our gates. Help us be content with what we have and generous with what we've been given. Guard our hearts from the love of money. Make us seekers of the lost, not takers for ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.